Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean Amen-style call and response riff for a timeless roller feel in Ableton Live 12. This is intermediate level, so we're going to move pretty efficiently, but I'll still explain the why behind each step so you can actually use this technique in your own tracks. What we're after is not a huge wall of sound. We want a focused drum and bass conversation. The Amen break speaks first, the bass answers, and the space between them does a lot of the heavy lifting. That negative space is where the momentum lives. If you get that relationship right, the loop feels alive without being overcrowded. Let's set the scene first. Open a new project in Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo somewhere in the 170 to 174 range. I'm going to sit right around 172 BPM because that gives us that classic rolling DNB pace without pushing into chaotic territory. Create three tracks to start. One auto track for the Amen break, one MIDI track for the bass response, and one track or return for atmosphere and delay throws. If you have a reference track, drop it into the session now. Not to copy it, just to keep your ears calibrated. Listen for how much is actually happening at any one time. A lot of great rollers feel bigger than they are, because they're arranged with restraint. And before we do any processing, leave yourself headroom. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB. Don't let the drum boss or bass clip while you're building. This is one of those habits that saves you later when you start adding saturation, reverb throws, and automation. Now let's get into the Amen break. Drag your Amen into the audio track and warp it if you need to, but don't overstretch it. The point here is not to force it into something unnatural. For a roller, you want it to feel edited and intentional, not smeared into time. Start cleaning it in a practical way. Use warp markers if a hit is drifting. Crop the sample once your chop is in place. If you want to retrigger slices more easily, you can also use simple or, but keep it simple at first. Now listen critically. The Amen usually has that great chatter in the hats and ghost notes, but sometimes the low end gets messy, especially once you add a sub. If there's too much rumble, gently high pass around 30 to 40 Hz with EQ8. If the loop feels boxy, try a small cut somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If the snare needs a little more crack, add a modest boost in the 3 to 6K Hz range, but don't go overboard. We are cleaning, not redesigning the break from scratch. A really useful trick here is to duplicate the Amen track if the source is rough. Keep one layer clean and focused, then create a second texture layer that's rolled off and tucked quietly underneath. That gives you grit without sacrificing clarity. Think of it as edge plus definition. Now let's shape the call part of the riff. The call is the drums asking the question. In this style, the Amen should lead the energy. Program or edit a two-bar phrase where the snare anchors the groove. The ghost notes keep the motion alive, and the last hit of the phrase hints at an answer from the bass. If the break feels too stiff, use the groove pull lightly. A subtle swing, somewhere around 54 to 58%, can help, but keep the groove strength modest, around 20 to 40%. You want human movement, not a broken grid. On the drum group, add drum bus if needed. Use it gently. Drive around 5 to 15% is plenty in most cases. Crunch can sit low to moderate. Boom should usually be off or very low unless your break is super thin. If the snare starts losing its snap, that's your sign to back off and preserve the transient instead of flattening it. The mindset here matters. The call should feel like a drummer pushing the track forward. It should not feel like a loop that's been squeezed into submission. Now for the response. The bass. Create the bass on operator, wave-eatable, or analog. Stock devices only, and that's more than enough. For a roller, the bass sensor needs to be compact and deliberate. It shouldn't try to occupy every rhythmic pocket. Start with a simple sub-foundation, like a sine wave. If you want a little edge, add a second oscillator and octave up very quietly. Keep the foundation mostly mono. That mono low end is a big part of what makes this style hit in the club. A good starter chain is operator or wave-eatable into saturator, then EQ8, then utility. Try a little saturation, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. If the bass needs control, turn on soft clip. Use EQ8 to low pass or shape the upper layer if you're separating the sub from the harmonics. And on the utility, keep the sub width at 0%. Now write the bass phrase like it's answering the drums in conversation. Don't put bass on every kick and snare. That's one of the fastest ways to kill the groove. Leave space. Let the Amen finish its statement, then have the bass reply in the gaps. A strong starting idea is a two-bar conversation. Bar 1. The drums lead. Bar 2. The bass answers with one or two focused notes. Then repeat that idea with slight variation. You can change the pitch, the rhythm, or the note length. but don't change everything at once. The more consistent the phrase is, the more the tiny changes matter. This is where the roller starts to feel locked. Next, shape the bass envelope so it hits cleanly behind the amen. A lot of people focus too much on the synth patch and not enough on the envelope, but for this style the envelope is a huge part of the groove. You want the bass to get in and get out without smearing over the drum hits. Use a fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Keep the decay somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds depending on how short you want the note to feel. Release can be short too, maybe 40 to 120 milliseconds. The goal is a bass response that feels percussive, almost like second drum voice. If you want a little more motion, you can automate the filter cutoff in Wavetable or the oscillator level in Operator. Auto filter is also great here. Keep it dark and controlled, maybe somewhere between 120 and 300 Hz for the cutoff, with just enough resonance to give it character. But again, if it starts sounding like a wobble or a talking bass, pull it back. We're aiming for timeless, not flashy. Now we glue the drums and bass together. Route your drums and bass to separate groups. Keep the structure clean. On the bass, use compressor for a subtle sidechain if needed. You do not need aggressive pumping here unless that's the style you're after. A ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1 is a solid starting point. Attack somewhere around 1 to 10 milliseconds, release around 50 to 150 milliseconds, and aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the key drum hits. On the drum group, use glue compressor lightly if it helps tie things together. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only a little compression, maybe 1 to 2 dB. This is a support tool, not a flattening tool. If the break gets too sharp or too wild, don't immediately crush it with compression. A small volume automation move often sounds more natural and preserves the character better. Now let's add atmosphere, since this lesson lives in that atmospheric roller world. The atmosphere should support the riff, not wash it out. A lot of people make this mistake. They add a huge texture layer that sounds cool on its own, but the groove disappears the moment it comes in. We don't want that. Try a short field recording, vinyl noise, a pad from Wavetable, or even a resampled break wash. Put auto filter on it and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz so it stays out of the low end. If it's too bright, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Reverb can work nicely here, but keep the decay short, around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. If you want delay, use echo on ascent so it appears as a throw, not a constant cloud. Automate the atmosphere so it breathes with a phrase. Bring it up at the end of every 4 bars, then pull it back when the drums and bass need to hit. A good rule is, if you mute the atmosphere and the loop falls apart, the core idea is too weak. The texture should enhance the groove, not hold it together. Now we make the loop feel alive with small variations. A timeless roller usually repeats, but it doesn't sit still. Every 4 or 8 bars, make a tiny change. Move the last amen chop by a 16th note. Open the bass filter slightly on the second pass. Add a small reverb send to one snare hit. Cut the sub for one beat before the next phrase lands. These little changes are often more effective than big obvious fills. You can automate utility width on the atmosphere, auto filter cutoff on the bass or texture, send levels into echo or reverb, or even a touch more saturator drive in the second half of an 8-bar phrase. Keep it subtle. The point is evolution, not transformation. If you want a stronger switch up, duplicate the last 2 bars and remove one drum hit, as short bass pickup, or bring in a filtered rise. Then slam back into the full groove. That kind of reset can make the drop feel much bigger without adding complexity everywhere else. Now let's clean up the mix. Check your low end first. The bass and kick or sub shouldn't fight each other. The amen's low mids shouldn't mask the bass. And the atmosphere should sit behind the main rhythm, not on top of it. On the drum group, use EQ8 if there's rumble in the break. A small cut around 250 to 500 Hz can clear up cloudiness. If the hats are harsh, tame them somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz. On the bass, keep the foundational layer mono with utility and only widen higher texture layers if you really need to. And here's a useful check. Listen at low volume. Seriously, rollers often reveal the truth when they're quiet. If the drum and bass conversation still reads clearly at whisper level, you're in good shape. If it disappears, the part is too dense or the rolls aren't clear enough. That roll-based thinking is huge here. The amen doesn't need to be busy to lead. It needs to occupy the front line. The bass doesn't need to dominate to feel powerful. It needs to answer with precision. And the atmosphere doesn't need to define the groove. It just needs to make the whole thing feel larger. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overlayer the amen. Don't put bass on every drum hit. Don't overdo low end in the break. Don't make the bass wide down low. Don't squash the drum bus too hard. And don't let the atmosphere become the main event. If the loop feels too polite, the fix is often not louder bass. It's fewer notes. Bass is heavy in this style. If you want to push it further, here are a few advanced moves. Try answering with pitch instead of rhythm. Keep the bass rhythm the same for 4 bars, then change only the note choice. Or use a half response bar where the bass answers only the first question and leaves the second unanswered. That little asymmetry can make the groove feel more human. You can also create a ghost response lane by duplicating the bass and filtering it heavily, then tucking it way back, so it only shows up on select bars. Or flip one amen chop slightly late to give the phrase a little tension. Just keep it subtle. We want motion, not sloppiness.